Here on Daf, Tzadik Amud Beis, Tana around 7 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbana, Achoisim Esapora, Bamezavek Bekloim, a person went and muzzled the pora, or he tied together Kloim to Minim, Asher and Achamoyer, to an Agolem, to a Harishe, Potter, the Einay Loike. It means it's awesome in the Rabbonon, but the vial, he didn't do the Aveire. El Dosh Umanig Bilvad. A person who is Dosh with a Poro Chasuma, a person who's Manig Loim, he gets the Malkis. Zot Rashi, Achoisem es haporo, Bloi hevira al adisho, Vechavei roi dosh po, Vechein amezave ikshoi vachamoyo lekorein, Ubo chavei roi, Vehinik poto harishe, Vein oi chayiv, Ela hadosh, Loi sidosh, Bachsi makom arachmone, This we had before, I feel he wasn't chaysim it, someone else was chaysim the pora, but he's dosh with a pora chasume, so chazal darshan loisi dosh bachasime, you shouldn't be dosh, a behemah that's chosim. The gabi kloim name loisachrish ksiv, you shouldn't be chayrish with kloim. The one who is guiding the kloim, he gets malchus. Itma, anusugye, chosma bekoil, vehin higa bekoil. He was chosim bekoil, vehin higa bekoil. Habyoichenin oma chayev, reishlokish oma potah. Let's go, see first the second Rashi, then we'll come back to the first Rashi. V'in higa b'keil b'kloyim, v'einei oicheis b'mardeya. That means you have two minim asher v'chamer that's attached to a korin, and he screams that they should go, and they go. So they're going because of his keil. He didn't do anything. He didn't whip them. He screamed at them that they should go, and they went. So we have here, we'll come back to the first case soon. We have here Amachlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amachayev, Yischayev Malkis. He didn't do a thing. He just screamed. Yischayev Malkis. Reish Lakish Amachpotah. Reish Lakish says he's potter. So now the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev, Akim Maspiv, who Mahavi Maise. Akim Maspiv is a Maise, that's what he was Ma'akim Piv, that's called a Maise. Reish Lakish Omar Potah, Kolo Loi Havi Maise. A Koil is not a Maise. Let's see the last Rashi. Havi Maise, Bhavale Lav, Sheyesh by Maise, Veloikin Olov. So we'll speak about, as the Sugya progresses, the Oimek HaMachloikis between Abyechner Reish Lakish, but Al Kaponim. So far we have here what we can see superficially. Abyechner holds it's called a Maise, and he gets Malkus, Nida Lav, Sheyesh by Maise. And Reish Lakish holds it's not a Maisev. But let us go to the first Rashi. Chosma Bikoil. What was the case? Shahisa Shoiche Lechel. When the Shoir was bending down to eat, Hayagayaba. So he scrimped. Look, he scrimped. So the Shoir lifted up his head. So that's, he was chosma bekel. let us just speak. Who was Dosh the Chamor? Rashi is only saying that he made sure whenever the behemoth bent down his head to eat, he gave a scream, lifted up his head, fine. So that's the chosma b'kel. But the etzem disha, who was doing the disha? It means someone else was dosh. He was dosh. If he was dosh, so what's the shaila if chsim is a maise, if it's not a maise? We had dosh before. We had dosh b'chasime. If someone else muzzled the shoyl, he didn't do anything. And now he's dosh with the shoyl. So he gets malchus. What? Because the law is loisodosh b'chasime. You're not allowed to make disha with achosim deke shoyl. Loisodosh b'chasime. It's irrelevant who made the chasime. You're dosh with a chosom dike shoyl, yoiva. So can shoyl aben, if he made the disha, so you have to say, koil is a maise, akim is fosav av a maise. Who's, why do you have to talk about that? He's dosh with a chosom dike shoyl, so he should be chay, what's the maise disha? If someone else is dosh, so someone else is dosh with a chosom de kesher. What's the case over here? So others say, Rashi doesn't say like this, but other Rishonim say pshat, that it's talking about a whole different ballgame in Gaza. It's speaking about the shayr was muzzled. And he told the shayr, go, should be dosh over the tour. He didn't do anything, it's from remote control. He told So now the shail is it dosh b'chasim? That's very good. That's like manik kloim. That means he had kloim already, and he's manik the kloim with the curl. Now is he he's doing this without a meiser? Zakim is supposed to have a meiser, or isn't it a meiser? So other rishonim learn pshat, the teish mishans learn such a pshat. That's the case over here. That he made that it should be dosh. There's a chosum the kesher. He made it should be dosh. Is this called a maisa? But Rashi says, klo, not like this. Rashi says that whenever he wanted to eat, he was goyabo. So, the Darkei David says, you say this to Kipshat. The Darkei David says as follows. There are two isurim. By the law from Chsime, there's two isurim. There's one isa loisodosh b'chasime. You're not allowed to be dosh achosam deke shoyl. That's the isa, you're not to be dosh achosam deke shoyl. Fine. So whoever is dosh, who made the Chsime, it's irrelevant. But your dosh was achosam deke shoyl, that's a law. So the Darkei David, but if the shoyl is not Chosum, you need a person to be goyer. Every time it bends down its head, he gives a scream and he lifts up his head. That's not called, I was dosh with a chosum, the kishur. It's not chosum. You need, every time he should prat the shur, it should lift up his head. It's not called a chosum. So the dosh is not oiver. The who is oiver? There's a lav of leisach soim shur b'dishay. Pashta dekro. When a shayr is dosh, you are not permitted to be chaysim the shayr. There's an iser to be chaysim a shayr, and there's an iser to be dosh with a chosim the kishayr. In this case, it's not called a chosim the kishayr, because the shayr can eat. But I'm chaysim, this is pashti dekho, loisach sim shayr bedisha. While it's dosh, you're making that it shouldn't eat. That's the law. There's such a lav also. Now the shail is it a lav sheyesh by mice? Now we have here a very interesting machloikis that Rabbi Yochanan said, akima svosov avi mice. So Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the lips. He's moving the lips. That's called his doiga mice. And Reish Lakish says, kail lehav a mice. Koil is not called a maisa. Koil only have a maisa. So lechere, they're talking about two different things. He's talking about the lip movement, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish is talking about the koil. And between you and me, it's the koil that's he goal boy, he screamed at the party, he screamed at us, the koil. And koil ain't by mice, he moved his lips. Well. So we have to understand what the machloikis is. The gaira lechaira is from the vocal cords, not from the lips. Fine. I just like to mention a maimer hamuskar, just a whistle to the heron, that they're two different things. The Alich Shloime speaks about a person that the doctors told him he's not allowed to use his vocal cords for a month. So what happens with brochus, with tefillah, with krishma, what's with all these things? So he says, number one, to use the vocal cords to be a fruma, that's not the frumkeit. Because if a doctor says that he's going to damage his vocal cords by using them in this period of time, so he says, a mitzvah asay, a person is mechuyev to give a chaymish. More than a chaymish is not mechuyev to give. To lose or to be mazik his koyach adibo, that's more than a chaymish. So, he's zicha not mechuyev to use his vocal cords. So, fine. So he doesn't do that. So what does he do? So, Malich Shloime, he says as follows. Yachtoich hateivois bisfosov, he should say the words with his lips, afilu bli koil klal, without any koil, he should say the words with his lips. In Dvar Halochem, he says, bechaneksiv, rak sfoseho nois, v'koilo lo yishomeya. Upashtei dekro mashme, t'loi heitziyo koil klal. She didn't say anything. V'koilo lo yishomeya. Not that Eli didn't hear her koil. Her koil was not, she moved her lips. So sell noise v'koilo lo yishomeya. V'chazino, Zot Rav Shloime Zalman, the Sagi Bakimas Svosayim Bilvad. So if she, we learn our tefillah from Chane, so we see to move the lips, Av She'av Alpi She'ein Bose Hashmos Keil Klau. There's no Keil whatsoever, that's called davening. This is a Zadilah, Chatchila, Krishma, the Mashmi Lozna, but we're not talking about, he's not capable of doing, making the Lechatchila, the Krishma. He brings down Hamevorech Rak Bisvosov Avol Ein Koil Yoitze Mipiv Klal Havedibo Mamish Debina Rak Bitois Fosai. Okay. That's a Maimar Hamuzga. But Al Kaponim, we derive from this Maimar Hamuska, there are two things. There's Hakima Sfosov and there's Akil. There's two. And it's very, very interesting that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about one thing and Reish Lakish is speaking about another thing. They're not speaking about the same minyan. Now, we'll see Taisvis has another Mahalach in the Sugya, which we're not up to Taisvis yet. But I'd like to mention this Aran in Sanhedrin in Aravid, in Amiri. Let's just mention the Meiri for practical purposes. The Meiri asks this kasha. The Meiri asks, he says, what pshat Rabbi Yochanan? He's Akimas Fosov. But that's not what is motivating the shayr. The motivating the shayr is the kail. My mata kimas fosa. So the Ravid says, Amor de Kizach, there's a machlokes rishonim pshat in the Gemara, there's a machlokes in the Girsa. The Ravid says, you have to know every animal has its own language. And that means if you want to command an animal, you have to, there are different lishonis which are used for a shayr, the different lashonis which are used for a camel. And this is a Gemara in Psochim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Beis. And just to make it interesting, the Meiri Yisgoyres, that for a shayr you have to say hav hav. That's the lashon. Hav hav, that's from the Oishis Bumf. You mean, you need the, you say, ha ha, the shayr will laugh back at you, but it doesn't mean anything. The Gemara says, a gomel has a loshen, a shayr has a loshen, and the Rashbam says, this loshen, he understands what you're talking to him. But if you'll say something else, he won't understand. So, the Meiri's girsa is, hav, hav, that is for a shayr. So he says, we're talking about a shayr. So in order for me to command the shayr, they have to speak his language. And the language is hafaf. That's the language he understands. That's the Gemara B'sochim, Dafkuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. And this is Oishiyas Bumf, that which you need is for Sayyim. So Al Koponim will understand. Rabbi Yochanan said, in order to motivate the shayr, I need Akimas Fasayim. So Memele, so Akimas Fasayim, have a Maise. That is how the Ravid and the Miri brings down one pshat. So that means it is impossible to motivate a shayr, we're talking about a shayr v'chamor here, or a shayr l'gabe yidisha, without using Oisiyas Bumf. And so Memele, I need the Ran says in Sanhedrin Aloshin, Hakoshas Sposa Baba Maise. That means you have to make this consonant sound of a bass in order to make the shayr move. And some Mamelus Al Kaponim, we understand Al Kaponim Abyechanim. Abyechanim says Akima Sposa Baba Maise. The Ran in Sanhedrin is not so convinced that there are certain command that you need oisiyes bumf to motivate a shayr. He says you can do it other ways also. You can say hoo hoo, as they bring the Ran, hoo hoo. So the Ran says like this: if he said hoo hoo, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, he won't get malchus. There's no akashas first off. There's nothing. There's just a koil, there Rabbi Yochanan is also moide. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a case that he used the oisiyas bumf to motivate the shayr, and this was, he could have perhaps done it a different way, but he did it this way. And this was the oifen that motivated the shayr. So Al Kaponim, we can understand Rabbi Yochanan that when he says, Akim Aspif Avamaisa, we can understand a little bit Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, we could perhaps understand that is true, you need the Akimas Sposov, Akimas Piv to motivate it, but you need the Kail also. I mean, the Akimas Piv alone is not enough to motivate the Shay. You need the Kail, and the Kail is aimed by Maise. So, you have a coil that came about through Akima's spear, so we can perhaps start thinking a little bit. So is this called Yesh by Maise Mitzada Akima's Piv Shaboy? Because I need Akima's Piv also. But since the coil Zicher comes out also from the vocal cords, and that's aimed by Maise, so now we can understand a little bit the Machlaikis. Let us go a little further. Eisvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's a baraisa, lo isha adam rashoi lahomer. A person is not permitted to make a temure. Let us, where it's starting in the middle of a baraisa, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hakel memirim. So it says, hakel memirim, so a person will learn the first two words of the Mishnah, hakel memirim, who? A Mishnah, everyone is permitted to make a temure. So the Mishnah says, no, don't learn the Mishnah like that. Lo isha adam rashoi lahomer, it doesn't mean that you're permitted to make a temure, it's a lot. The Mishnah is telling us if he made a temura, and we'll see what the chiddush is. It's the temura is chal. So let us see Rashi. Everyone. So the Mishnah continues to explain. It does not mean a person is permitted to make a tmura. That b'di'evid, you can make a tmura, the tmura is chal. Elo shim heimer, mumma, v'soife gesa boi. You get Malkis, Mishum lo yachlifenu. Bahocha the dibo ba'almahu. This is, what did he do over here? Said dibo. Veloki, alme akimas sfosayim. Now the Rishash makes a grise over here. Sha'odom meinid misfosov. A person is moving his lips. Maisu, it says clearly, you get Malkis. So you see, this was Rabbi Yochanan's raya, that this is called a Maisa. See, Akimas Sfosov, Avi Maisa. Now, between you and me, we just mentioned before, Alicha Shleime, Alicha Shleimer says that Akima Svosov is a Maisel Lagabi without any curl whatsoever. It's a Maisel Lagabi Broch, Lagabi Krishma, Lagabi Tvila, Akima Svosov, Sosa Nois. So perhaps, Lachaira, the way we wanted to say Pshat in Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish said, Kol Eloi Havi Maisel, that Reish Lakish was saying, that, you're right, the lips, I agree with you, that's called, he's doing a maisa. But that what motivated the shoyer is not only the movement of his lips, it's the keil also. The keil that comes out of his vocal cords. So it's shnayim shosu. That means so it's akimas vosu plus the keil. So, and the keil is not a maisa. So mamele, perhaps that was the svara of Reish Lakish. In Kainim Anachnu, so Lechere, then we have a tremendous problem over here. So what's the kasha by Tmure? Lechere by Tmure, if he will make a Tmure without any curl whatsoever, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lechere will be a Tmure. He'll say, Zutachazu, and then without any curl whatsoever, Lechere, it should be good. So, the way we wanted to say pshat, the kasha somehow was not too good. Okay, but the lawyer was it. Yeah. So here, Rabbi Yochanan asked an Reish Lakish, so you see, get Malkus for this. So Reish Lakish told them, Omalai, Omani Rabbi Yehudi, Domalav Shem Vemaisa Loikanola. There you found a Metzia, a golden Metzia, that you get Malkus by Tmure. This Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Lavshim, it's the same by mice, and he holds you like it all. We're talking about if you chayla can Rabbi Yehuda, you hold the Lavshim by mice, you're not like it. So now the shayla is a kimasvos of a mice. So I say, calling by mice. So the Gemara asked, and Reish Lakish, mi motzes mukmes moloke Rabbi Yehuda. Can you say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Poktoni Reisha, and the Reisha says, Hakel Memirim, Echot Anoshim Ve'echot Anoshim, Saya, Azocha Kemeka Tmure, Saya Kek and Akeve, Vavinem Bo Hakel Asuye, what's Hakel Memirim? You say Echot Anoshim Ve'echot Anoshim. So what's the Hakel? What do you mean about the Hakel? So Lasuye Yoyrish, telling us, Afilu, he wasn't Magdish the Behemoth. He became a Bailim and the Behemoth through Yerushik. He's also Bekoyach to make a Temur. So that means like this. Let's say a person who is not at all a Bailim and the Behemoth. Will take this Behemoth was Magdish to Reuven. Shimon will go take another Behemoth. He'll say, Zutachazu. It's for him betailing. He can't make a tmure if you had no shaykhis to the hegdish of the first payment. So the time of the Mishnah says, but if even though you weren't magdish the payment, but now you're the bailam of the payment, you yash in the payment, so you can to make a tmure. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. With the like Rabbi Yehuda, and this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Yerish Einem Meimer, Yerish Einem Soimach. Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that the dinim of Smiche and Tmura are only said by the Bailam who are Magdishit. A Yerish can't, doesn't do this. So, how can you say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, that's no kash. I tana sovelo kevosei b'chod, apole galei b'chod. This tana is a tana that holds lav shem b'mais aloikin olof, and he holds that, a yerish could be meima. Rabbi Yehuda is a trashi bekama dufti maisinolo loisesiro with this Rabbi Yehuda. It says loisesiro mimeno. You're not allowed to leave over a korban without eating it. But noisim mimeno ad boiker veishti sorry. So Rabbi Yehuda says boa kosov litin esei acha loisase. That this is a lava nitik lasei. That means if a person was moisa kochim, there's an essay to be misakin the love. Loima, shein loikin olof, you don't get malkish, shenitik lasayu. Taime de boakosu. So Rabbi Yehuda said, why don't you get malkis? Because this is nitik lasayu. Olaf hochi, loike hamoisa. Vaaf agav dein by mice, even though there's no mice. So that's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, Lasuya Yerish, Shim Heimer, Bekorben, Oviv, La'acha, Mises, Oviv, Mumma. Yeah. Yerish, Einim Heimer, Vim Heimer, Einim Mumma, Vatam, Mufosh, Bet Mur, Beresh, Ber Kamet. So the Mor says, Oviv, Kach, Bechoden, and Polagalei, Bechoden. Now, let us see Taisvis. Now, from Taisvis, we'll see a new mahalach in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayiv Akimas Sfosov Havemais Teime. Beperik Gimel Deshvuis Omar Rabbi Yochanan Oyma Hoya Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Kol Lav Shein Boi Maise Ein Loikin Olov. Rabbi Yochanan said שם רבי יוסי הגלילי, עליו שאין בי מייסה אין לוי כנולות, חוץ מנשבע ומיימר ומקלו חברי בשם, איזה תבי לבן שאין בי מייסה, אין יוהל לוי כן. פרקטייס וספולי רבי יוחנן גופי קומה הוכר, תקימס ספוסוב הווה מייסה, היא רבי יוחנן צד, הקים הספוסו וזמייסה, אם כן נשבע ומיימר ומקלו חברי בשם, המי מחשב אויסון לב שאין בי מייסה. So why is it called the לב שאין בי מייסה? By all these three things is הקים הספוסו. רבי יוחנן הולד הקים הספוסו והווה מייסה. ויש לוימה. So now תויספס is a whole new מהלך עם רבי יוחנן. לקום הרבי יוחנן דקים הספיבה ומייסה אלו הוכב משום דבדיבורי כאובד מייסה שהוילכס ודושו בולוי אכילה. So that's what Tosfos would seem Tosfos learned like the Tosfos Shans, that it's speaking about that it was chosom from before, and the dibur is he's making it dosh al pi dibure. So Memele, so Tosfos said, Rabbi Yochanan, that said, Akimas Sfosov Havi Maise, that means, if through his Dibur, he accomplished a Maise, Akimas Sfosov Shaoso Maise, Choshev Maise. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So that means, so a moira de kizach. So it comes out like this. A person is a makalu, a person is a nishba. So he said something. That alone, akimas sfosayim alone does not have a shame maise to be like it. But an akimas sfosayim that accomplished a maise, that made the behema go, or others say it lifted up the head. So the Akimas for Sayim that did something, that's called a Maisa. That is Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So we see Klal L'Chayra Rashi did not learn like that. Because we'll see soon, Rashi said by Meima, Rashi just said that Kufa, that he moved his lips, is the Dibur Ba'alma V'loki Alma Akimas V'Sayim Shodam Meimid B'Sfos of Mais. Rashi would sing that alone as a Mais. We'll see soon. Tosfos will speak about Meimer in a minute. Im Kain, yeah. The Minibareish Temure Ahi Dechut מנשבה ומיימר ומקל על חברוי, אומר לי רבי יוחנן לתנא לי תסלי מימם, ובדיבורי כאובד מייסה. הולך יפורך, אוכר רבי יוחנן לשלוק יש ממימם, תחושב מייסה משום דבדיבורי כאובד מייסה, אבל נשבה לא יאובד בדיבורי מייסה, כדמוקי לא הוסם בו אכלתי ולא יאכלתי. So Tosfos says, the lumbus of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Akimas Fosav Abba Maise, don't learn it literally, not that he moved his lip, that alone is a Maise. An Akimas Sfosayim, that accomplished something, that made something, over here, by Chasime, it made that the Behemah should be dosh by Chasime. The Behemah is moving through my Akimas for Zayim. By Temura, I said Zet HaChaseh, and it became Kodesh. I did something, I accomplished something. Such an Akimas for Zayim, that's called a Maise. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan is the Kasha Reish Lokish from Temura. Neskakasha from something else. Temure is considered I accomplished something with my Akimas for time. That's called a Maise. Lachibalchach Rabbi Yechlo Yishlokish Mimeima תחושי מייסה, בשביל דיבורי כאובד מייסה, אבל נשבע לא יאובד בדיבורי מייסה, כי למוקי לא הוסם בו אכלתי ולא יאכלתי, נשבע מינס יספו השבוע שקר. He said, I ate yesterday, he didn't eat. So there, Rabbi Yochanan holds that's called Alav Shaim by Maisa, because it's just words, he didn't say anything. The whole Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about an Akimas Fosayim that created something. That's called a Maisa. Vim Toima, the Beseif Peirik Talad Mises Koma Rabbi Yochanan, Takimas Sfos of the Megadev Lehavi Maisa. A person is a Megadev, is Megadev as Hashem. Shalz we did it Peshagik, if you're being Zakoban. So the Gemara says, Akimas Sfos of Lehavi Maisa, Mishum the Yeshnoi Belev. The Mordecai Rashi over there, Luchay Tesus also learned like Rashi. A Mordecai Rashi, Rashi says in Sanhedrin that the love of Megadev, if a person will say Bepiv, he's Mekalel Hashem. But when he says Hashem, he doesn't mean Hashem, he means someone else. So even though the words that he is saying are words of Giduf, but since in his mind he's thinking of something else, he is not thinking you should, the literal translation of the words that he's saying, he's thinking of something else. So Memele, so that's not called a Megadev. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why a Megadev does not bring a Korban, because Yeshne Belev, it's not the words that make it for an Aveira. You can say these words from today to tomorrow and it's not an Aveira. It's the intent belief that makes what he says an Aveira. So if you need the lev to make it for an Aveira, so that's a lot of shame by mice and you don't bring a call, need a seal. Fine. Uporich, Bosanyo Yotsu Eidim Zaymimim, Shein by mice. It says, Eidim Zoymim, there's also no Maise by Eidim Zoymim. So here, so the Gemara Sakash, Eidim Zoymim is not totally believed. He'll come to Bezin and tell Bezin, you know, Ruven killed Shimon this and this day, and in his heart, when he says Ruven, he means Bezel, and Shimon, he means Janko. He meant it 100%. It's garnished, McGarnished. He said Ruven killed Shimon, and there will be Masiyo. So that's called a Maise. So the Gemara says, Umishani, this is Taisvitz Gilse, Eloshani Megadev Hoyel V'yeshnoi B'kol. The Iker is not the movement of the lips. The Iker is the Kol that is being heard from what he said. The koil that is being heard from what he said, that's the Aveira. So Memele, so you don't look like this is, that's, so Lucheire, it's very good, this Lucheire, what Reish Lakish said over here. That means the Iker, the Akimas Fasayim is a Hechsher. That means, in order to say what I want to say, I have to move my lips also, but the Makim Bapatish is what is heard, what is the Kail that is being heard. And Kail is aimed by Maisa. So Memele, so Kail is aimed by Maisa, so that is why Eidim Zoymimim is not called a Maisa, and that is why Megadev is not called a Maisa. The vote is not Leiv, the vote is Kail. Mishanah Roshani Megadev, Hoyle Vyeshne Bekail. Uporich, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, ooh, so now you're telling me that something that is dependent on a koil doesn't have a maise, and that's why Megadev and Eidim Zoyim is not called a maise. The koil of Rabbi Yochanan love maise, v'chosma b'koil of Rabbi Yochanan chayek. So now we're stuck with Rabbi Yochanan. ומשני שני עדים זוימים אם די ישנון בריר. עדים זוימים אם די ישנון בריר. We'll come back to what this means. So, the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chosma Bekoil is a Maise. The Gemara, so Lechoyre, we have now a Kasha on the Gadei. We have a Kasha on Eidim Zoymimim. So the Gemara says, Shani Eidim Zoymim di Yesh Nambariya, whatever this means. But Al Koponim, Bahashta, Fektoisvis, the way I said Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan means is avid maisa. That's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan means that through his kail, the behemoth, is dosh, the chasime, so it's called, I did something with the maisa. So what's the kasha? So what my akimis for saying? So what's the kasha who made him zoimim in? And what's with Magadit? Magadev is very good. That's the terrace. The teretz is it's yeshne bekel. V'alayu porich bekel Rabbi Yochanan lav ma'isu. The b'divurayu misavid ma'isim shemischayev anodin. So the Gemara so kasha was from Eidim Zoymimim. Rabbi Yochanan says chosma bekel. If I accomplish something with my akimus for sayim, so that's called a ma'isa. I did something. That's called an accomplishment. So over here, so Eidim Zoymim, they also accomplished something. They said Eidis and Bezdim Paskind, that he's Chayiv. So with their Koil, they accomplished exactin. So the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan is not from Megadev. Megadev is a very good Teretz, it's Koil, and then Koil alone is not considered a Maiseh. But the kashas were made them zaymim aman chosma bekel. In these both cases, he accomplished something. Umishani shani eidim zaymim im hoil v'yeshnon b'riye. Avol magadav avetayim ed leichoshev maise hoil v'yeshnay bekel leovid b'diburei maise. Vein so taime sheken yesh boi b'leiv. By the time manami the maces and medirch and mekala love it, the mitzvah b'teiros kain with also dosam heina leibaleiv leibariyim el al kochim shum diyeshlam. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says the whole Rabbi Yochanan that said akim asfosav ava maisa, you have to add three words. It doesn't go so easy. An akim asfosayim that created something, that accomplished something. It did something, that's called a maise. So memela by chosma, the beim is moving, the chsime, that's called it did something. By eidim zoymimim, it did something, besen, paskin, his chayim momen, his chayim malkus, whatever it is. So it created something, that's called a maise. Masha'in ken megade, or mekalolovit, it's just words alone. Words alone is not considered a maisa, memele, therefore you won't bring a korban by all these cases. But I'd just like to mention, what does the Gemara say, Eidim Zoymimim Yeshnai Beriye? So I saw in Avedis Dovid, and Mesechta Sanhedrin, so he says as follows, by chsime, a person, aidei akimas foso, commands the animal, and with that, what he said, the animal does something. It's dosh, or it's not dosh, whatever it is. So it's called isavid maiseh. By a goddess, Eidim, napshat is when Eidim say, we saw that Reuben killed Shimon. So, that is not pshat. No, through what he says, Besdin is under the impression that the Edom saw this Maise, and they paskin is chayiv Mise through their understanding. The koil, not the koil makes the psak. Through the koil is a hechetimtsin, the bezdin is under the impression that these Edom saw how Reuben killed Shimon. That's the impression that bezdin gets from what they say. So Memele, if that is true, so Bezdin paskin Zachiyav Misa. So Napshat is the Koil creates Zachiyav Misa. The Koil gives an impression to Bezdin that this happened at this and this time, and Bezdin paskin Zachiyav Misa. So that Yeshnoi Bariya, that means by the Mzoimimim, the Psak is not the words make Zachiyav. The words give an impression to Bezdin that they saw that this and this happened. And Bezdin paskins under this assumption. So that is not called Bidibure is Aved Maise. So that is why Edim Zoymimim is not called a Maise.